Yeah, I think there's a setting, but I don't see it right now. Anyway, let's just go.
Well, I was going to tell you this because my wife's already giving me shit, but Lisa's pregnant.
Nice. So, congrats.
Next year, she already said 100%, no shot in the world that I'm going.
When it will, so she'll be due what,
December,
Christmas time, yeah.
December.
That's awesome.
So she'll be home with a 4-year-old, a 2-year-old, and a 4-month-old,
and you'll be home with a 4-year-old, a 2-year,
yeah, so
that's good. 2 years apart, that's good,
yeah, happy.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Five Idiots Talking Toys. It is Wins and Whiffs of the Week. We're here with John, who was at a Headbangers Ball recently. We're here with Long Island Mario and Chris Capone with his stogie.
Of course, Capone.
We got Mario and Chris Capone.
Mario's mustache is falling off.
This is not going well.
This is Brandon's mustache.
He
sent it to you?
He shaved it off and he sent it to me.
He mailed it in the mail.
Mm-hmm. I'm not even so sure that Charles is wearing the mustache the proper way. I think it's upside down.
Probably the other way?
No, it's supposed to be this way.
What's that way?
Flip it around. Let me see.
No, because it has the two things where it goes underneath the nostril.
Yeah. Oh. All right, guys, you're joining Five Idiots Talking Toys. Thanks for being here. This is our regular weekly episode where we share our new collectibles, our wins, and let you know if we've had a recent whiff, a shipping disaster, a snafu, a garbage truck has driven over one of our graded figures. We'll let you know about that as well, right?
Yep.
So here we are. It is Wednesday, and Brandon is visiting family. He's not going to make this episode. He will be on our next episode, hopefully.
Just curious, though. When did he tell us this?
About 4.7
minutes ago. 4.7 okay. minutes ago.
Okay. Gotcha. So he didn't know this whole time. He was going to be in Miami at a family's house, missing the show. Gotcha.
Well, you know, sometimes when a family member like does a pop-in, you're in Long Island. Pop-ins are probably big on Long Island. You know, the family's nearby. They pop in. They visit. Brandon's just doing a pop-in, except he lives in San Diego, California, and he didn't know he was going to be 38,000 miles away in Florida.
Yeah, he's never home, ever.
No.
It's ridiculous.
He sent us pictures from the air. It's like airport pictures every week now.
Yeah.
Pictures from the airport recently, every day. And he was at the luggage carousel. That was quite a fiasco.
Luggage carousel. He's at the bar last night. He really is living the life.
Living the life. Well, I think we can say he was at the luggage carousel waiting for his bag. And somebody's bag must have went through and got searched or came open or split apart or whatever. There was an array of adult items spread all over the conveyor belt, rolling around next to the suitcases.
Yeah, adult items. And let's just
adult
say
adult items.
They were very colorful and they were very
large.
Yeah.
Adult items.
They were flexible. I'm sure they made it through safe, but it's a little embarrassing. All right. So Brandon's having fun at the airport. He's down visiting family. Here we go with our wins of the week. Wins of the week. Wins of the week. Chris, hey, Chris is raising his hand. That means he either has a question.
Or he wants to go first.
Or he wants to go first.
I'm going to go first.
Okay. Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
I know it's been a while.
The exam has started.
It's been a while, guys. So CAS sent back some items. And in the past, you know that I am into Lily Letty Overstock heads. Just the heads. Just so I picked up a couple of heads from the tip.
Just got a little head. The head.
And I got a couple of them grated. And here it is.
Oh, my God. Wait, hold on a second. Oh, we're not doing the show properly again. Oh, hold on.
Okay, someone got the magnifying glass. Where's those dick toes?
So yeah, get your dick face out.
This is Lily Letty Overstock heads, non-painted. This is Weequay. I think the Weequay head, honestly, I'll show you this first, is one of my favorite ones. I've seen it done before, and it just looks cool. And look at the grade of that. A 95!
95.
97.1 overall.
I'm sorry.
97.1.
I'm sorry, but that is stupid.
Yep. Amazing.
How so long did that rattle around in Gertrude's lunch pail after this was she in left her, the Lily Letty factory?
This was in her pocket when she was running out the back door being chased by Emmanuel.
Okay.
And here is Prune Face.
Ooh.
And Prune Face got graded a 90 plus.
Wow.
So
how do you grade a head?
It's actually a very big thing. It's been done a while from CAS. I have a Cloud Car Pilot head already. And I have Leia Poncho's head being done right now. So I have four heads.
Charles, this is a very big thing. How do you not know about this?
It's absolutely ridiculous.
To be honest with you, I actually love them. And I've already, the guy that I bought them from, I already hit him up to try and buy more, but he doesn't have any more. So I just think that they're cool. They're inexpensive. You know, they're under $100 a piece. So you really can't, like, you know, you can't hurt yourself too much financially.
Yeah.
They're just cool.
I just love how John still believes that the women that worked at the Lily Letty factories were named Gertrude.
Yes. Yeah.
That's what you guys named them.
So not in Mexico.
The same way that Charles thinks that Gertrude works in Taiwan.
Well, Gertrude was everywhere. That's why.
Yeah. Guaranteed. I think she was,
or
like,
was Gertrude at the Palatoy factory. Maybe she was at the Palatoy factory.
She was everywhere, John.
Everywhere. Okay.
Everywhere.
At the Letty factory, she was Gertrude.
Gertrude.
She was Gertrude. German?
Gertrude.
Yeah, she was a little bit of everything.
Sounds like she's like Danish or something.
Well, you know, a lot of Germans fled to Mexico during World War II.
Oh.
Well, they fled everywhere.
All right. Mario. You're up with your win.
You have some mustache on your cheek.
Yeah. Of the week.
So, oh my God.
Take your time, Charles.
Yeah.
Like it went in my mouth. So my win of the week is Queen Amidala.
Oh.
Could God. You even take a guess how much you think this is?
35 cents.
I'll tell you what it should be, and I'll tell you what it is.
Go ahead.
It should. It should be $3.
Right.
And it's probably worth $130.
$200. Yeah. I got it for $150. So absolutely. I pulled the trigger on it.
Ridiculous.
But $200 for this thing. Ridiculous.
He's making fun of you for spending $100 on a Lily Letty unpainted head.
Overstock head.
And he's spending $150 on Lego figures.
Yeah. Both those heads cost me $150.
It's a head of a figure, though.
Overstock. Unpainted. Overstock.
It's a Mexican head also.
Overstock.
Overstock.
It's that looks like you have.
I think the whiff of the week is paying $6 for these mustaches, and they don't even.
Do you guys? I mean, Chris, you might be there with your oldest son, but do your kids, you know, just have certain things that they say that they just they never get the word or the name right, and they just stick with it no matter how much, you know, they get a year or two older, they never fix it.
Yeah, it's kind of like legally.
My son calls that character Queen Amidala, which is not far off, but pretty it's close. One word, Queen Amidala.
Queen Amidala.
Queen Amidala. And since he was maybe, I don't know, whenever he could start speaking, like one of his first words literally was Stormtrooper. And he still says it the same way, and he's six now. Stormputcher.
Stormputcher.
And I have him recorded at like 2 years old saying it. It's the cutest thing. But anyway, Queen Amidala, that's what it made me think of.
My son plays with a girl. Her name is Isabella, but he always calls her Mizabella. And it's been like over a year. He keeps calling her Mizabella, and he just won't correct himself.
Yeah, I like that. That's really cute. All right. How about me?
Oh, how about you, Shane?
Yeah, how about me? I'm kind of dark today. All right.
Did you go outside?
No, if I go outside, I'm red, not dark.
Absolutely.
All right. I am going to share. Should I share one collectible or two? Are we recording another one of these soon?
Let's just do one for you.
All right. Let's do one.
Well, if it's Shane needs to do one because it takes.
Well, you know what it is? Is I see these $100 heads and $150 Legos. And I'm going to show an $11.95 item. So I get a little shy.
That's how it's always been.
Is it a coin purse?
Shane, a win has no monetary value. It doesn't matter what it costs. A win is a win.
Thank you. We will
make fun of it if it's a crappy win. And if it's a good win, we'll give you a thumbs up.
All right. My win is going out. You're going to make fun
of my Superpowers collection wins.
Correct. My win is going out with a special. With a special shout out to John Walden. Maybe he'll like my win tonight. 40th anniversary, Return of the Jedi. I think I showed you one already. And here is the other one I ordered. Ooh. It just came in. Came in separately. But very here cool. Is Leia Pancho Endor, number
607.
Leia Pancho, Leo Pacho, Leo Pancho.
Again, I showed you the back of the Leia Boosh, Boosh, Boosh. She's on there. So now I have both of them.
Nice.
Very cool. I like the outfit. I like the pose. She's got her Endor blaster. And the box is, you know, I'm not a pop guy, but, you know, I have a couple of them up there. There's one or two expensive ones. And I have a Slave Leia, and now I have Endor Leia and Bosch.
Shane is open so into Leia.
No. No, I won't open it. If you know, it's like so cheap. I, this is how my mind works. I don't know why. It's so cheap that if I did want an open one, I would just buy another one and open it. Because I do like it in the box. It looks cool.
I agree. Yeah,
it's cool.
Yeah. So
they do look cool outside the box, though. Look at this. I have a Hawkeye.
Let's get you in there.
Yeah, that's not my word of the week, but
my son's favorite.
Nice. All right, we're done.
My son's favorite superhero is Hawkeye.
Oh, yeah.
He loves Hawkeye. Loves the bow and arrow.
Shake it as hard as you can. Let me see what happens. Yes. Yes.
It's pretty durable.
Oh, yeah,
it's
pretty crooked. Durable.
Now he's looking crooked. Uh-oh.
It looks like you got run over by a snowplow.
Yeah, I don't think I have any. I thought sorry. Maybe I had one open, one pop open. I don't. I don't think I have any open.
So that's your win?
No, that's not my win. Oh. I said it's not my win. I was just showing you what it looks like outside of the box.
All right. So John Walden. Coming to you from Fort Oglethorpe,
Georgia. It's okay, Don.
Fort Oglethorpe,
Georgia.
Two for a dollar taco.
Did not have Del Taco today.
Remember that episode that, like, right before the episode, John had 9 tacos?
Six.
Six tacos.
I've never had 9 tacos.
Who eats 6 tacos and then gets a microphone?
Well, you have to eat tacos on the air.
Shane, honestly, it matters, though, how big the tacos are.
Yeah, they're not big. They're like...
Yeah, come on. Like, you can't eat 6 of those?
50 cents each.
They're like taquitos.
If they're 50 cents a piece, you know they're not big.
They're not going to be big, yeah.
There's two things that you know. One of them is true. They're either not big or they're not good.
Yeah, correct. Both of them.
John,
if you're on Long Island...
John thinks they're authentic Mexican cuisine.
Oh,
these tacos.
If you're on Long Island, each taco is $12.
Totally.
Yeah, somebody asked me if I like Mexican food, and I'm like, I love Del Taco. And the Taco Bell nacho fries are awesome.
John sits there with a sombrero on his head. He's got like a maraca. He thinks he is in Puerto Vallarta eating these tacos. He thinks this is the most authentic food he's ever had.
So I think this is maybe 3 weeks in a row, or maybe four. John has the longest win. He doesn't say anything for 8 minutes.
I think because you guys won't show up.
It happens. Remember I told you the reason why the Wins and West episode takes too long? It's because Shane keeps talking and doesn't stop, and John doesn't know when to start. Like, he just sits there. Just
because you guys are talking.
He does the Golden Pharaoh nine times.
Brandon has some lengthy ones, too, and he starts telling you how he was at the swap meet.
Squeeze my legs.
He describes the whole scene.
Squeeze my legs. Next finger. Squeeze my legs.
By the way, I did wear this for Charles because it's kind of like, you know, Seven Dust is from Atlanta.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And they're Braves fans.
No wonder why he likes Seven Dust. We didn't know the
Braves
whole story.
And the Braves beat Charles's Mariners today.
Take your time, John. Don't worry.
Beat? I mean,
they won.
Yeah,
slightly.
Okay.
You want to put me on the big screen there, Shane?
Are you ready now?
Only if you're ready.
I've been ready.
Are you sure?
You guys won't shut your freaking yappers.
I don't think you're ready.
Hold on. I'm going to go to Chris first.
Yeah, I don't think John's ready. I don't think John's ready yet because, you know. So today's win, the win.
Shut your yappers there.
I just wanted to go to Chris and see if he thinks that John's ready. I mean,
John's never ready. He's always clearing his throat. He's always swallowing. He's doing something over there.
Oh, what did I say to you? What did I say to you in the green room before we started recording? John was, you could tell.
That's how John preps for a show.
Yeah. I mean, I think part of a lung came out and I said to you, this is how you know John is ready for Wins and Whiffs.
Yeah.
Johnny.
Thanks guys.
I know.
All right. So this week, the latest addition to my superpowers collection.
Oh, God.
Please squeeze its legs together.
I will in just a minute. Okay. Oh, you will not believe. You won't believe what the action is on this one.
Oh, I already know what it does.
I just watched it move.
That yellow thing goes.
Yeah, I just watched it move.
Ready?
Yeah.
Oh! Geez.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that was going to happen.
Me either.
Wait, hang on.
I didn't see that happening.
That was like a 3D movie.
Yeah, so let's try it again.
What's this guy's name, John?
This is Tyr, T-Y-R.
Shoot it at the camera. Let's see your aim. Exactly at the camera.
I've never heard of him before.
Oh, there you go.
Right in the eye.
Nice.
But this is another one of those things where a couple of things about this is I got this in that collection of He-Man stuff. Wait, hang on. I got this in that collection of He-Man stuff.
Who's it, T-Pain?
I got a lot of accessories, huh?
T-Pain.
Yeah, T-Pain. And I was like, holy crap. I got Tears rocket arm thing.
I'm on a motherfather boat.
And then, so I got that, right? And then I got the figure. I found the figure for pretty cheap. And together, this is about $150, $165 figure.
Wow.
So this has been going on for about 3 or 4 weeks now.
Yeah.
You keep saying that you've been finding accessories. Are there more accessories that you found? So that this is it.
That's Chris, you're going to have to tune into the next episode.
Oh.
This is the last one. I wish I found more accessories. But that's a good... the thing about Tyr, let me tell you one thing about Tyr. I got to talk about it. You remember I said the Golden Pharaoh was created just for the Superpowers line?
Yes.
Right.
There was a rumor that Tyr was created just for the Superpowers line.
Yeah.
But it's not the case. He made his debut in 1973 in Superboy and the Legion of Superheroes.
Tyr, I never heard of him.
Yep.
Interesting.
Yep. Superboy number 197 made his first appearance in 1973.
Right before we air, this has to be John.
Oh, he's on Wikipedia.
Yeah. Hang on. I'm looking up superpowers really fast. Get some information. 1972, the figure came out. 1972, okay.
1973, Charles.
How do you know all this?
Because when I got it, and I was doing some research on it because they said that Tyr and Golden Pharaoh were made just for the Superpowers line. So I just started looking up some information on it when I got the Golden Pharaoh, and I found some information about Tyr. So,
You know what that figure reminds me of? I don't know if it's just because of the arm or whatever. It reminds me of that figure from Masters of the Universe, like Lockjaw or something. You know, yeah, the one that has like the hook for his arm, and he's like blue and purple, like purple or pink and like green.
Looks like reminds me of that.
I have a complete Lockjaw if you're interested for $25.
Oh yeah, I collect Star Wars, but you know, we're kind of at the point where we're not actively collecting all that much of it anymore. And there are a bunch of other toys that I romanticize, you know, like Transformers and Masters of the Universe. And I had a bunch of G.I. Joe, but that was like,
wait a second, tier for me. You romanticize about toys?
Well, you remember having them and like really liking the toys, like for being toys, not for, you know, being a collectible. But you're like, oh man, I had that when I was a kid. That's so cool. I forgot about that character or something like that.
Yeah, but you lay in your bed and like you rub your chest thinking of these things.
Oh, you know what romanticize means?
Yeah, he does. He's from Long Island. they have a limited public vocabulary, school? John.
I picture Shane like half nude, and he's just like, oh my god,
rubbing Lockjaw on my hairy chest.
Oh, that He-Man when I was 8 years old. If I can just get my fingertips on that He-Man.
Well, I'm sure you guys have all had the experience where you come across, especially once you started collecting again, and you see like, you know, people posting toy things, or if you go to a toy show, you see things that you completely forgot even existed. Well,
yeah, of course.
So it's stuff like that. Once in a while, I'll see like a, you know, Motu character that I'm like, oh my god, I had that one. I totally forgot that existed. So my point is I would love to have some of those toys again. Not a whole line or whatever, but the ones that I had that I remember would be cool to have on the shelf. But it's like, you know, you're starting a whole new journey then. Starting a whole new thing. You gotta expand. Yeah. All right, guys. Do we have a whiff of the week?
Hey.
Hey-o.
I've been sick other than that.
That's a big whiff.
Other than the mustache?
Yeah, that's a whiff.
Besides for Brandon not scheduling off tonight? No.
Yeah. That's a whiff.
When did we find out that Brandon wouldn't be here again?
14 minutes ago.
It's 29 minutes in, so 33.7 minutes ago we found out.
Who approved it? Did one of you guys approve it?
No, I didn't get the day off.
All right.
No, I didn't get the request.
Better check with Chitwood, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe Brandon thought Chitwood was on the show tonight. Send it to him. I don't know.
So.
All right, so I have whatever the reverse of a whiff is. I don't know. My vocabulary is limited in that area.
A win?
Reversing a whiff is a win. Yeah. So I'll give a shout out to one of the guys that follows our show and is on the Rogue 5 Toys, the page.
Corey Bruneau?
Not Corey Bruneau. Oh. Michael Albertson. Michael Albertson, I had sent a package to him, and I sent you guys this like way back. It was like March 13th. I sent him the package, and it didn't get there for like 2 weeks. And then all of a sudden, and he lives West Coast, like as far from me as you could get from New Jersey. And all of a sudden, after like 3 weeks, it shows up in Atlanta, Georgia. And we're both like, you know, we're both dumbfounded. And he's like, listen, I ship a lot of stuff with my business. He goes, I'm not freaking out or anything. I know how this goes. I have problems with, you know, the USPS all the time. So he was super cool, super calm about it. I don't know when this is going to air. We're just on the cusp of June here into June. He just got the package this week. I mean, thank God he got it, but
yeah,
it finally showed a week ago that it was being rerouted to New Jersey. And so I, you know, here I am thinking it's coming back to me. All of a sudden he messages me and he's like, it's at my house. It went to New Jersey again and then went west.
So stupid.
So
why does that stuff happen?
It's been in the mail for not like 8 or 9 weeks. I had to open an inquiry, which I've never done before. Missing mail inquiry, and it worked. They found it in.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I've done it before too. Internationally, it's very hard. Like once it leaves the state or the country, it's done.
Yeah.
But usually when it's within the country, it's a lot easier.
And I'll tell you, it's, you know, nobody wants to lose a package, but this wasn't like one single thing or one small thing. It was a little bit of a bigger box with multiple items in it. Some of them were custom things. Some of them were, you know, things that are not easy to replace. It was like, you know, $250 worth of stuff. So I'm just really glad it's not lost forever and he got it. But yeah, so there's a reverse of a whiff that I think I mentioned on a previous episode where there was just a box missing in the ether. Yeah. You got to... Charles, I taught my daughter like this past week when you got to level up. I taught her your level up, so I like that one too. We were doing something and then we were making it better, and I said, you got to level it up. All right, guys, I think that is going to do it for Wins and Whiffs of the Week. Brandon, we missed you. I hope you're enjoying, you know, at least he's out of sunny California and he gets to enjoy sunny Florida. He's having some nice weather, I hope.
Brandon has so many houses.
All right, Brandon, we will see you on the next episode, I hope. For everybody who's watching, please follow us by subscribing to the YouTube channel where you are right now. And you can also go to 5idiotstalkingtoys.com for all of our links, including our sales page, Rogue 5 Toys. You can come hang with us there and have a lot of fun and buy some nice collectibles. We will see you soon on this show, Fit. Grab your mustaches and come on back. Bye.
Thank you.